I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. We're all being asked to play an important role in reducing the spread of COVID-19 in our communities. To talk about physical distancing, wearing a mask, and hand hygiene is Dr. Michael Schmidt. He's a professor of microbiology and immunology at MUSC, and he is the past chair of the Council of Microbial Sciences at the American Society for Microbiology. Dr. Schmidt, why are these practical approaches that I just mentioned an important part of keeping ourselves and others protected from the spread of COVID-19 right now?
First, physically distancing ourselves when we're out in public is perhaps the easiest thing each and every one of us can do to help control the spread of this virus here in South Carolina and everywhere else on planet Earth. As you move further away from each other when you're out in public, the likelihood of you encountering a virus goes down with each successive foot.
Any other tips for us to keep in mind as far as the distancing?
Well, 6 feet at a minimum, but the greater the distance, the safer you are. So physically distancing is step one, and then wearing the mask is step two. If you do those two things in concert with each other, you will greatly curtail the spread of this virus in our towns, our country, and hopefully around the world.
And this kind of approach works if everyone is doing it.
The only way we are going to control COVID-19 is through a team effort. Everyone needs to physically distance. Everyone needs to be wearing the mask. And then the third step that we all need to be doing to protect ourselves is hand hygiene.
Okay, now tell us the details of hand hygiene. What are the basics we need to know to get this job done properly?
Hand washing, simple soap and water for 20 seconds works. As we wash our hands with soap and water, making certain that we do the tops, the bottoms, and in between the digits of our hands, we can make certain that any virus that we have accidentally picked up is literally washed down the drain.
As a scientist in the field of microbiology, what brings you the most hope in terms of finding solutions to COVID-19 right now?
Well, Bobby, this is the first time in my long career that I have seen the scientists of the globe all with one common purpose. Never before have so many worked at solving a single problem. And that is how to stop the spread of COVID-19 on our planet. We have chemists, biologists, physicists. We have the unending caring of our healthcare professionals. All of these folks are working together to control COVID-19. And you can do your part simply by wearing a mask, washing your hands, and staying at least 6 feet apart from others when you're out and about.
Dr. Schmidt, thanks so much for this update about important ways that we can all help prevent the spread of COVID-19 in our communities.
Thank you, Bobby. It's always a pleasure.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.